Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 21st, I'm going to look back at my best bets from yesterday and then look ahead to the NBA games on the schedule today and then give out some best bets and top props. So before the show starts, make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge, the podcast at TD Sports Podcast. And make sure to give this show 5 stars on whatever podcast app you are listening to. All right, let's get into today's show. All right, so let's take a look back at my best bets from yesterday. I ended up going 3-2 on the day. Not a bad way to come back after the All-Star break. Should have maybe even been 4-1, or I mean, I always think I should go 5-0, but let's take a look at the losses. First loss of the day was the Miami Heat, first half -2.5. They ended up going into halftime only up 1, so that did not cash. I was a little skeptical about the Heat total of -6, and rightfully so. They ended up losing the game to the Hawks. So that Heat first half did not cash, and if you took the Heat on the game, that did not cash. Next one that I took an L on was the Memphis Grizzlies -1. This was my best bet of the night. I was pretty confident in this one. Memphis did look like the better team. They just didn't play like it. They had more turnovers than the Kings. I think Memphis may have had like 20 turnovers, and the Kings might have had like 12. The Kings hit like 8 more threes than the Grizzlies. When you lose a turnover battle and you lose the three-point shooting battle, you're usually going to lose the games. Memphis stuck around all game. They kept cutting it back down to 6-5. And then towards the end of the game, they got it. I think there was 20 seconds left. They were down 6, and they played the free throw game, and then it actually ended up working because the Kings missed some free throws. So Memphis ended up getting it down to 1, fouling, and then getting the Kings free throws. They go up 3, and then then Memphis missed their 3, didn't get a chance for overtime, and then the Kings end up winning like 4 or 5 or something like that. So Memphis got close. They just didn't have it. It's kind of hard to kind of coming out of the All-Star break, it's kind of hard to predict what teams will play like, what players will play like. It's kind of the same way when you lead into the All-Star break. You don't know if guys are already checked out for their vacations and stuff. So maybe guys weren't fully back. But still, that was a rough loss. I thought Memphis should have had that. The wins, Charlotte Hornets +5 and the money line. I know I didn't talk about the money line on this podcast, but I did add it to my tweets. So make sure you guys follow me on Twitter for any last minute tweets that I do. I just kept looking at this, and I couldn't see why the Bulls were favored. So I threw some money on the money line, and the Hornets dominated the Bulls all night. It got a little close there at the end, but Charlotte, they had that game from the beginning and they never gave it up. So Charlotte +5 cashes and the money line, they went outright. And then the Heat at Hawks over 230.5. That thing cashed at 240 or whatever. So that was pretty easy. I thought there would be a lot of points scored, and there was. We saw 50 points from Trae Young, which was just wild. So not a bad 3-2 day. We'll always take positive results. But today we were looking to get a little bit more distance in the win column between the loss column. So when we come back, we'll take a look at the NBA games today, and then I'll give out my best bets and top props at the end of the show. All right. Welcome back. Let's take a look at the NBA games today. I know sometimes I get a little stuck on these games. We are here for the best bets and top props, so I'll try to speed through these a little bit more. We do have 9 games on the NBA schedule today, so a lot of action. We'll just start from the top. Dallas Mavericks and the Orlando Magic. The Mavericks are a 4-point favorite. And the total is 220.5. The Mavericks are on the road here. kind of surprised this line's not a little bit bigger. Dallas is one of the best teams in the NBA. The Magic, I know they came into the All-Star break on a couple wins, but still not that well. They're 3-7 in their last 10. The Mavericks are 5-5. They're 18-8 on the road. They get Luka back now. I know he had come back right before the All-Star break. They had missed him a couple games before that. So now you get Luka back and a rested Mavs squad. Yeah, I think they roll tonight coming out of the All-Star break. The Magic have been not very consistent or really even that good of a team all year. I know they're 24-31, but I haven't found much value in them this year, and I don't know, betting against him here seems pretty smart. So I'll take the Mavericks four. I'll take the under in this game as well. I usually like to go overs, but for some reason I see this game kind of being a low scoring game, maybe a triple out to possessions. So give me the Dallas and I'll take the under. Next, Cavs at Wizards. We will not hang around this game long. Wizards are a 6-point favorite. Total's 236. I'm taking the Wizards. The Cavs are just dysfunctional right now. Even their newest player, who's been there for a week, already says this place is as bad as Detroit. Cleveland, they have problems with their coaching staff, their organizations, players. I don't see them getting a win on the road here. Give me Washington -6, and I'll take the over 236 as well. I see a lot of points from Washington. Cavs don't play defense. Washington doesn't really play defense, so they'll give up points to even this Cavs team. So I see a lot of points, and I'll take the Wizards. All right, next we got Pacers at Knicks. Pacers are a 7-point favorite. Over-under set at 211.5. Same type of thing. I'll take the Pacers. I know they got a little bit of a losing streak right before the All-Star break, so some people are sleeping on them, but this is a very good team. They are one of the most dominant teams in the Eastern Conference and one of the more surprising teams in the NBA. They shoot the three ball well. They don't turn it over. They move the ball well. They make teams turn it over. I like the Pacers here. They've been 13-13 on the road this year, playing a Knicks team who's 8-19 at home. I don't know what to think about the New York Knicks. They got nothing to play for. If anything, they should be playing for lottery picks and loses so they can try and add more talent to this team. So I'll take the Pacers, and I'll take the over in this game. I see the Pacers getting to 111 by themselves. So next, we got Suns at Raptors. Raptors are an 8-point favorite. Total set at 229. I'm taking Toronto here as well. Even at 8 points, I don't see this Phoenix team traveling very well. I know they've been better actually on the road this year than at home. Let's see, they're 11-15 on the road this year, so about equal. But now going up to Canada, going and playing this Toronto team who's 9-1 their last 10, 21-7 at home this year. They don't have Marc Gasol or Norman Powell tonight, but I don't think that really matters. This Suns team, they can go into any arena and step up, and I feel like they could win it with this high-powered offense. But playing a team like the Raptors, who have a very good defense and will probably shut them down, I'm going to take Toronto at 8 points, and I'll take the over as well, 229. I think the Raptors get up and go, and they'll give up some points to the Suns, but I'll take the Raptors. All right, next, Celtics at Timberwolves, 7-point favorite for the Celtics, over-under set at 226.5. I'm actually going to take the Boston Celtics here. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Timberwolves maybe come out with some excitement. No Kemba for the Celtics, and I think I saw no Karl-Anthony Towns for the Timberwolves. Definitely got to double check on that. Maybe he might be a game time decision, but overall, I don't like Minnesota really right now. I think Boston, they got some urgency to come out and win some games. Not having Kemba sucks, but I think they got enough guys who can do stuff with the ball in their hands. We'll probably see Gordon Hayward basically become the point guard tonight. We'll see a lot of Marcus Smart. So give me the Celtics going on the road and beating the Timberwolves. All right, next, Nuggets at Thunder. Probably the best game of the night. Thunder are 1.5-point favorites, and the over set at 216. I honestly don't know where I'm going to lean on this one. I like both these teams. I've really liked betting on the Thunder this year. They've probably been my most profitable team. I really like leaning them, especially at home. But playing this Nuggets team's been very interesting, and I kind of want to get a feel for them before I start betting against them or on them. These coming out of the All-Star break, I want to see this team healthy. I want to see Michael Porter Jr. back in the mix, and they should be one of the top teams in the West. They are second in the West, but even then, it feels like they had a very slow first start of the season in a way. I don't know. I just feel like they almost didn't earn enough respect around the league. And I think they should be feeling that too. So I'm very curious on how they're going to play, and I'm very curious on the Thunder if they can keep up what they did in the first half of the season by shocking everybody. Now they're on everybody's radar, so maybe people start giving them more of a tougher look or more respect. So I'm really curious about these two teams. So I'm not going to pick a side here. I'm going to actually take the over 216. I know these teams can really slow it down, and last time they played it like equaled out 212, but I think coming out of the All-Star break, these two teams are going to be a little bit rested, especially if the Nuggets have Michael Porter Jr. back. I see a lot of points on the board. I can see this thing getting up to about 230s, each of them getting around 113, 115, 118. So yeah, I'm taking the over, and I'm actually not going to pick a side. Next, taking the San Antonio Spurs at the Utah Jazz. Utah Jazz are a 7-point favorite. I'm staying away from the Utah Jazz. Same type of thing until they can prove that first half was a fluke, and now they're back to being their consistent team that can go in and win anywhere. And they need to get up on top of the Western Conference. They lost a lot of respect from a lot of people. Not respect. That's a big word, but I thought they would come in and be one of the top one or two teams in the West this year, and they just haven't looked like it. And especially the way they ended that first half of the season going into the All-Star break was not good. A couple crazy wins that they shouldn't have had. They should have probably had a bigger losing streak. There should probably be more panic there. I'm going to take the San Antonio Spurs +7 on that. I think they're more of a consistent team. I trust their coaching staff. I trust their players a little bit more than Utah's, honestly. Utah has more talent. They're the better team, no doubt, especially their home. They should blow the Spurs out, but until I can see it consistently with Utah, I'm staying away. And I actually like the Spurs on the road. They've been kind of nice this year. So they give everybody their best shot, and I think we see it tonight coming out of the All-Star break, a little bit fresher leg for this older Spurs team. So give me the Spurs +7. And I'll take the over 224. I know these teams like to slow it down, but same type of thing with Nuggets Thunder. I think we see a lot of points scored. Next, Grizzlies at Lakers. Lakers are a 10.5-point favorite. And the over-under set at 234.5. Whew, that's a big line. Grizzlies played second half of back-to-back. In a way, they are a young team, so a second half of back-to-back shouldn't really affect them. And if anything, playing second half of back-to-back helps them almost get into more of a rhythm. Like they were off for a week, kind of maybe not sluggish, but now you play a game, so maybe that first game didn't go like you wanted. You're still trying to get your legs underneath you, and now your legs are underneath you and you're right back into it. There's no time to go lay around for a day and play a game. Now they're right back into it. So I don't know, that could almost be an advantage for Memphis tonight against this Lakers team that might look at this as a win. Like, this team's playing second half of back-to-back, we're rested, we're one of the top teams in the NBA, let's roll. So, I talked myself into this, huh? I'm going to take the Grizzlies +10.5. I think this line might be a little big because they lost last night to the Kings and they should have won. And now they come play one of the top teams, LeBron and AD, in LA on a road. Yes, pretty far from home, but I'm going to take Memphis. I think, honestly, playing second night of back-to-back in this way almost benefits them playing this Lakers team, especially the Lakers. If they were playing somebody else, I'll lean the other way, but it's like something about this game seems tricky to me, seems fishy. Something's up there with the Memphis Grizzlies and Lakers, so I'm predicting something. I'm going to take the Grizzlies +10.5. I might even sprinkle some money on that money line. I think they might be able to go into LA and pull off an upset. So don't say I didn't tell you so when you come back. So Memphis +10.5, and I'll take the over as well. Same type of thing. I think if Memphis is gonna have to win this, if they want to win this game, if they even have a chance to win this game, they gotta score a lot of points. They gotta go out and push the pace. They're gonna have to either make a big comeback, fire up a lot of shots. and putting a lot of points on the board. They're not going to win this game in a slow it down, grind it out, win possession by possession. Not going to happen. They got to get out of transition, fast break, put a lot of points up on the board. So taking Memphis, taking it over. Gosh, I just ramble sometimes, guys. I'm sorry. All right, last game, Pelicans at the Blazers. Pelicans are a 5.5-point favorite. The over-under is 238. Blazers will most likely be without Damian Lillard. I think he said yesterday practice that he would not play. He's probably a game-time decision or whatever, but he's not going to play. We will not see Damian Lillard tonight for the Blazers. I'm surprised this line's not higher for the Pelicans. No Dame, we've seen it this year. Without Dame, this team wouldn't be 25-31. They'd be one of the worst teams in the league. So no him tonight against the Pelicans team that already blew them out the other day when they had Lillard. Seems interesting. Just knowing, like, yes, you would expect CJ McCollum and all them to step up, but now he gets the main look. It's going to be rough. I'm going to take the Pelicans -5.5, and I'll take the over. Yes, the Pelicans, or yes, the Blazers don't have Dame, but they still got guys that can score, and if they're back and behind, they're going to have to make some comeback and try to get CJ hot, get Anthony Simons hot, get Gary Trent hot, get Carmelo going. I mean, they have guys that can get it going, and they have guys that can put points on the scoreboard, but by the time they actually figure it out, it might be too late, and the Pelicans might have a big lead and just never let it go. So expect a lot of points scored from both teams if it's playing catch-up or if it's nail-biter, but I see the Pelicans maybe running away with this one, sadly, as a Blazers fan. All right, that is it for the games today. Let's now get into my best bets and top props for the day. All right, so I got a couple best bets today. I know yesterday I said I was going to start limiting them. Well, that didn't happen today. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, actually 5. We're adding this one. I have 5. We have 5 and then the 2 prop top props. We have 7 bets all together. So for the game picks, for my game bets, we'll start at the top. I'm taking the Dallas Mavericks -4. Like I said before, I don't know, thought this line should be a little bit higher. It opened up at 3.5. I actually put some money on that last night. I got it at 3.5, and then I got it at 4 again this morning. It's at 4. It's actually just jumped up to 4.5 on the Action Network, so looks like some people are starting to put some money on that. So get that before you can. I think Dallas is the better team in every way. I don't really think the Magic can compete with them, so give me the Dallas Mavericks. And then to roll with that, I'm taking the Dallas Mavericks early in the first half. I'm taking them -2.5 in the first half. I think they're going to start this game strong. I think Luka is back and ready to go. Didn't have to play too much during the All-Star weekend. He looked good that game back before the All-Star break. So I think now he's rested, and he's going to have a good night in Orlando. And I think because of that, I think Dallas is going to play really well, and they get out to a big lead early. So I think going into halftime, they'll be up. And I think at the end of the game, they're up by 4. So give me the Mavericks first half and the -4. Next, I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors first half -4.5. I really like Toronto tonight. That -8 is kind of like that last night with the Heat. That 8 points is a little tricky. I do think that the Raptors are a good enough team and that they should cover that, but I'm just going to take them early. I think if the Suns do come back in this game, it'll be late, a little late surge in the fourth, but I think early on in this game, Toronto and that home court, they're going to pounce on the Suns early and have a nice lead. So I think -4.5 is pretty good. So give me the Raptors first half -4.5. All right, second bet, or third one here, fourth one. Wow, we're going through these. I'm taking the over 215.5 Denver Nuggets at the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's already jumped up to 216 now at some places. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored between these two teams. And both these teams, they need to win. So I think we're going to see a very competitive, close game. So yeah, this thing might not look like it's going to go over maybe even the fourth quarter. But I think when it gets down to it, we're going to see a lot of possessions in that last couple minutes where teams are trying to hit shots. And then maybe even see overtime. These two teams are really evenly matched. And I think it's going to be a really, really good game. So that's what I'm expecting. So most of the time when you see really, really good games, there's a lot of points scored. So I think these two teams will get up to that 230, 235 range. So give me the over 216.5. I'm staying away from a winner in that game, but this gives me a way to root on the game, root for a lot of points scored. And then I wasn't going to do this, but as I was coming into the best bet segment, the Memphis Grizzlies jumped up to plus 11 dogs on the road against the Lakers. So we are going to add the Memphis Grizzlies spread plus 11 to our best bets. Maybe we'll call it a top bet. It's on the bottom list with a lot of B caution. There's a lot of caution tape. There's a lot of red, you know, like those emojis, like fire alarm things. There's a lot around that. So beware. But I, for some reason, think that this back-to-back helps the Memphis Grizzlies. Pissed off that they lost to the Sacramento Kings. Now come in and play spoiler to the Lakers coming after the All-Star break. We've seen the Lakers already do this a couple times. Lay win when they were kind of supposed to, when the pressure was on, and not really do it. Yes, coming out of the All-Star break, things are different, but I think this Memphis team is scrappy, and they're going to be mad about last night, and now they got their legs underneath them. They got that one game, almost a warm-up now, and now they're just right into it. They have no time to even think about the loss, no time to rest. They're just right into it. And they're young enough, and they've had this week off where sucking out of back-to-back right now is not the worst thing. In like maybe 2 weeks, yeah, it's a little bit different. But right now, this isn't that big of a deal. So I'm going to take Memphis plus 11. We're doing it. All right, let's get into my top props. So I got two top props today. We'll save my favorite one for last. I imagine you all know where I'm going. First, I'm going to take Gordon Hayward's over 4 assists. I keep seeing Kemba Walker's not playing tonight. I'm not exactly sure if that's true. I think on every injury report I see right now, he's out. So no Kemba means their lead point guard's out. And Gordon Hayward really kind of steps up and plays that point guard role. And I've seen him pick up around 5, 6, 7 assists in a lot of games. And I think now Brad Stevens will put the ball in his hands a little bit more. It'll be between him, Jason Tatum, and Marcus Smart. But I think they'll use Hayward as a playmaker. He hasn't really been a crazy scorer this year, and he doesn't really need to be with all the guys on the team. So I think they put him in a playmaking role tonight, his big body. And I think he goes over that 4 assists that I can see him getting that around 6, 7 assists tonight. So taking over 4 assists for Gordon Hayward. And then my second one, Nikola Jokic is over assist. This is actually dropped now because he went in the All-Star break with only like a 3 or 4 assist game or whatever. It's at 6.5 assists, the over. I think the odds of it might be around minus 130, minus 140. I don't care. It's still money. When you bet and you win money, you're winning money. So no matter the odds. So even if it's a little bit whatever, it's not like it's 3-1, 2-1. I'm taking Jokic's over 6.5. Until he doesn't inconsistently, yeah, I think it is kind of scary coming out of the All-Star break to just trust him getting back in that playmaking role. But it's shown for the Nuggets. When he is scoring more, yeah, it's good for him. He's putting up, he's hitting shots, he's going to the post, but the games are close. Like, they're either behind or they're only up 1 or 2. But when he's actually moving the ball and he's playing the point guard and he's picking up assists, they go on runs, they go on leads, they pick up stuff. So I think they've seen that. And now the coaching staff has had a week of film to really evaluate what worked in the first half of the season and what didn't. And they can see that when he's the point guard, when he's the playmaker, and when he's picking up those screens, or not those screens, when he's picking up those backdoor passes, backdoor cuts, hitting guys in the corner on those crazy passes, who guys were just wide open that no one else is seeing, they're a better team. So I'm going to take the over 6.5 assists. He averages 6.9 on the year. I think he'll get to around 7-8 most nights. So give me Jokic over 6.5 assists. All right. That's it for my best bets and top props for the day. Let's just run through them real quick. Taking Dallas Mavericks -4. Taking the Dallas first half -2.5. Raptors first half -4.5. Over 215.5. Denver Nuggets at the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Memphis Grizzlies +11 at the Los Angeles Lakers. Be cautious with that one. And then my top props. I'm taking Nikola Jokic over 6.5 assists and Gordon Hayward over 4.5 assists. I'm rooting for playmakers tonight, baby. So that's it. That's it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate all the support in the last couple weeks. We're just getting this thing started and we're just going to keep getting this show better and better and make it better for you guys to hear, and we'll start cashing more money. So make sure you guys, like I said before, follow me on Twitter, like and subscribe to this show, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Fingers crossed and good luck to all you guys tonight, and I hope all your bets cash.